Hi everyone, it's Helen, back with another roundup of everything that's been going on at the Beacon Centre the past week. And, well, it's been a busy one, as we've been celebrating our volunteers as part of National Volunteer Week. The saying is true, the greatest gift you can give really is your time. And we appreciate our incredible volunteers all year round at Beacon. But during Volunteers Week, we would like to pay an extra special thank you to the amazing team who helped do so much for people with sight loss. We're so fortunate to have more than 300 volunteers helping make a difference, and Beacon wouldn't be Beacon without them. Sadly, we weren't able to celebrate as we would like again this year, but we've been sharing our volunteer stories throughout the week, and we wanted to share them with you as well. Among those we spoke to was Peter, who told us that getting to know people and their stories had been a great experience for him. Peter began volunteering with Beacon in our gym, helping our members stay active. During the pandemic, he became one of our invaluable telephone befrienders, and he's also recently joined our staff team as well, where he's putting some of the skills he's picked up into practice in our people department. For anyone considering volunteering, he told us, I'd say do it. Then we also spoke to Eleanor Mason, who's one of our amazing telephone befriending volunteers. She told us, volunteering is really fulfilling, and I think it's good for your own well-being to do something for others, no matter what that might be. It genuinely all makes a difference, and it costs nothing to be kind. I really love that. It really does cost nothing, does it? The role of our telephone befrienders has been more important than ever this past year, with the pandemic keeping so many of us at home. Our befrienders have been doing an incredible job. In a recent survey of beneficiaries, 100% of people we asked said the scheme had improved their physical or emotional well-being. Eleanor is following in the footsteps of her granny who supported Beacon as well for many years, and all our telephone befrienders who make such a difference for so many people. We also spoke to Val, who has been volunteering with Beacon since 2009. What an incredible achievement. Prior to COVID-19, her role was on reception, and she says she can't wait to get back to the centre. She told us, I would describe volunteering with Beacon as very self-satisfying, as you get to help in a small way with the wonderful service provided to the visually impaired community. I would also tell people how inspirational all the Beacon members are. All those visiting the centre always look happy and enjoy trying all the activities that are available to them. It makes volunteering most enjoyable. Finally, this week, we didn't want to let Volunteers Week go by without paying tribute to those who we've lost this past year. Sadly, several of our volunteers have passed away. All of them were remarkable people who went out of their way to make a difference for people with sight loss. Among them was John, who'd been collecting donation boxes across the Black Country since 2014 for Beacon. He'd collected more than £31,000, an incredible amount that's helped us make a difference for so many people. John's dedication to the sight loss community was inspiring, and he, along with all the volunteers we've lost this year, is so very missed by everyone at Beacon. That's it for this week. Hopefully, I'll be back to catch up with you all again soon.